Stocks are rebounding way sooner than a lot of people expected.
This rally caught everyone completely by surprise.
We'll look into the post-pandemic surge. Also, President Trump makes a surprising revelation about his health regimen.
I'm taking it. Hydroxychloroquine.
And TikTok is getting a new CEO, a Disney exec. It's one of the highest profile moves by an American business leader to a Chinese company. It's Tuesday, May 19th. I'm Mark Garrison with The Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. President Trump is threatening to permanently cut off funding to the World Health Organization. He will also revoke U.S. membership if the group does not make changes to curb what the White House sees as a pro-China bias. The WHO didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. President Trump says he's taking an anti-malarial drug as a defense against the coronavirus. He revealed it to reporters yesterday.
I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine?
I'm taking it. Hydroxychloroquine.
When?
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, when?
A couple of weeks ago, I started taking it because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories.
Some scientists have cautioned that the drug's effectiveness is unproven and say it could be dangerous. White House Dr. Sean Conley says he and the president discussed the drug and concluded the potential benefits outweighed risks. TikTok is taking a top Disney exec as its new CEO. In making the move, Kevin Mayer instantly becomes one of the highest profile American execs to move to a Chinese company. He joins TikTok as the short video app is surging in popularity as people use it to stay connected to family and friends during lockdowns. At Disney, Mayer has run its direct-to-consumer and international segment, including Disney Plus, the new streaming service. He was a top contender for the CEO job, but was passed over. Coming up, we'll take a look inside the post-pandemic stock rally that's taking many by surprise. Stocks are on quite a roll in recent weeks. Just yesterday, the S&P closed more than 3% higher on a day when positive news about a possible vaccine put traders in a positive mood. To keep that in perspective, stocks are still below where they were before the long-running bull market was taken down by the pandemic, but there's been quite a move up since. Journal Investing editor Jeff Rogo spoke with our Charlie Turner about what's going on.
Jeff, what is behind this recovery for stocks, which I would guess was quite unexpected?
Yeah, I mean, this rally caught everyone completely by surprise. I mean, you've had a market that in the middle of March or the end of March was facing one of the worst economic fortunes going forward, a massive pandemic that was killing people. And yet, that was the low, or at least the secular low. Driving the rally has largely been technology stocks and big, safe investments. It's been Microsoft, it's been Amazon, it's been companies that are larger technology firms, larger parts of the economy, and it's really surprised a lot of people.
Is it also the fact that stocks in general have become quite cheap?
You could have said that right at the start of this rally. You can't say that now. Initially in the rally, stocks got cheap. You're saying, I may not have an opportunity like this again to get Amazon and Microsoft and some big companies cheaper, and you bought them. The last couple of weeks, though, the rally has continued. Yesterday, the market was up over 900 points. That's a huge rally based off hope, dreams, a prayer, and maybe one drug working.
You talked to some investment firms and wealth management companies. What are they buying?
Yeah, we talked to John Rogers. A lot of people know John Rogers. He's a well-known value investor in Chicago, runs Ariel. He was buying actually media companies. He felt we were all being overly pessimistic about media companies. So he bought CBS Viacom, for example. He was into some of the hospital administrators. We talked with other investors who were buying banks and financial firms, Apollo and Blackstone, who thought that some of the selling in them was overdone.
And as mentioned, the stock market has been quite volatile. What types of investors have been selling stocks?
Yeah, so we had actually family offices. These are the offices that run high net worth individuals. They were net sellers in April and May. You know, there's been some pain in the market, especially in March. It hit some mortgage real estate investment trusts. It hit some companies significantly. There was this huge rush to cash. And I think firms that needed cash immediately, some of them sold their stock holdings to make it. So you could talk about corporate treasurers. You can talk about family offices. Those have been part of who has been selling. And quite frankly, actually, the hedge fund industry bought en masse in March. They sold en masse in April, and they were buyers en masse in May. And so they've been a little bit back and forth over the last 3 months.
Could this be a short-lived rally since the economy has become so weak, or does it have staying power?
You look, if I could predict the market, I would be making a lot more money than a journalist at the Wall Street Journal. That said, as we talked about, the simple fact is, if you look at what constitutes a real rally that people believe in and think it's a new turn in markets, it would perform differently than it is now. You would see small stocks leading. You would not see people diving into safe, stable companies. That's what we're seeing here, which is giving some people who look at the market a bit of pause and a bit of concern. Not to mention, we're still in the middle of a pandemic, and it's hard for people to be buying with too much confidence.
Wall Street Journal investing editor Jeff Rogo. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Thank you.
Walmart and Home Depot both report earnings today. Also, Fed Chair Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin will testify remotely before the Senate on emergency lending programs. Right after this, Notre Dame breaks with other big universities on reopening campus. Notre Dame says it will bring all students back to campus for fall classes 2 weeks early. That's an unusual move, and that many big universities are going to teach online or delay the start of their fall semesters. Notre Dame says starting early will allow students to finish before Thanksgiving, which will limit off-campus travel during the school period. And that is what's news for this morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. We are back with another updated episode this evening, and there's always more on WSJ.com and our app. I'm Mark Garrison with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.